Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America Party book. Can I get a show of hands? How many Americans are left in the country? 31. We've got a fighting chance. How you doing, boys and girls? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. I was just watching the Communist News Network, nothing but communists, NBC, and the porcupine head Gregory, he had on Uday and Nancy Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kuzey. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, whose famous words, hey, we've got heroes of America, give me liberty or give me death. I have not yet begun to fight. Damn the torpedoes. Yeah, we got all these heroes, right? Philippines, I have returned, right? And here, what's Nancy Pelosi? Listen, you vote for the bill and then you find out what's in it. Hello, Nancy. And Nancy, you know that house you sold me? It's got no furniture. Hello, Nancy. And Nancy, you know that car you sold me? Yeah, it's got no seats and no steering wheel. Yeah. Find out. You buy it now, you find out what's in it. Hello, 5 million Americans? Your policy has just been canceled. Oh, well, it was those evil insurance companies. That's who did it. Had nothing to do with us. But you knew about it. You knew about it in 2010 that this was going to happen. Oh, sometimes you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Yeah. Who said that first? Karl Marx. Yeah. Comrades, we got the new. And guess what? Who's in charge of the death panels? They got a death panel, and you know who's in charge of it? Senator Bill Nelson. You know what I call him? Squinty eyes. You ever see him? You know why he squints, his eyes squint? The sunlight off his bayonet in the abortion clinic. It sort of makes him squint. He's a pro-choice senator. He believes in killing babies. He also votes to burn the flag. This is a good guy. He's going to take care of the veterans. He's going to take care of the little kids. Yeah. And he's in charge of the death panel. Yet it hasn't been officially announced, but he's got a title. And it has to do with insurance. Yeah, and if you think 5 million is a canceled policy, you haven't seen nothing yet. Oh, yes, but, you know, sign the bill and then we'll all find out what's in it. Yeah, today I'm going to execute 20 people. Their names are in envelopes, but you have to sign the death warrant first before you find out if your name is on it. Yeah, we're in trouble, folks. We're in big trouble. And the thought for today was, are aircraft carriers obsolete? I was listening to some people talk that are knowledgeable on a panel, I forget which one, but they were saying that the Chinese have missiles that can take out any aircraft carrier that enters the Straits of Formosa, if they call it the Straits of Formosa anymore. So what they're telling us is that if you come to the aid of Taiwan when we go for it, we will sink your aircraft carriers. Now, that could also be applied in the Persian Gulf.
because, you know, the Persian Gulf isn't that big either. So what are we going to do? Well, we have nuclear submarines that I don't know how many that protect the aircraft carriers. But you know what it tells me? That in the event that something like that should become a liability, we're going to go nuclear. We're going to have to strike nuclear. And we're going to have to strike first to take out the missiles, and we cannot make a mistake. So it has to be nuclear. And that's the thought for today. What else do we have going? Oh, poor Alec Baldwin's in trouble. He's beating up all the photographers. And Joan Jett got canceled. Oh, my God. Joan Jett got canceled from the Thanksgiving Day parade because the Red Star people who say believe do not believe in vegans. So she has been canceled because she's a vegan. I don't care what her religion is. If she doesn't believe in God, that's okay. No, that's pagan. Oh, what's a vegan? She doesn't believe in meat and hamburgers. Yeah, God bless her. She's got a tattoo of a fish, the Christian symbol of a fish on her arm. So maybe she will find another religion besides vegantry. What a nation, huh? What a nation. Everybody can tell you how many husbands Kim Kardashian has had, but nobody can tell you who the vice president is. Yeah. It's Clinton, isn't it? Isn't it Hillary Clinton? Oh, no. Hillary Clinton has been sentenced to death in absentia for abandoning four Americans in Benghazi. And if she thinks she's going to run for president, then that tune's not going to play. Oh, you go ahead and try. Oh, and we do have Dick Cheney's daughter running for the Senate in Wyoming. I think it's Wyoming or Montana. And good luck to her. Good luck to her. I always like fresh meat in the grinder. Yeah. But she's good, and she'll do America good. Her father did a great job, and the most that the communists could say about him was Halliburton. See, communists have one-word buzzwords that ruin a person's career. Sarah Palin, she said she could see Russia from her kitchen window. She never said that, but the communists lie. Nobody lies better than the communists. Oh, who are the communists? That used to be the Democrat Party. Then it went to the Democrat Party. Then they became Democamos. And now they're full-fledged communists. Yeah. We don't have a president anymore. We have a chairman. He issues executive orders. Arrest the Republicans. Yeah. Arrest top men in the military. Now, who's in charge of getting rid of 200 combat officers? Where did that order come from? And who carried it out? You know, oh, he did this. He did this. He didn't do it alone. This guy does nothing alone. He's also listed as by the Egyptian government as a terrorist. Did you know that? Yeah. Not for what he did to Egypt and when he teamed up with CNN to destroy the Egyptian people. Yeah. No, that has nothing to do with it. It's what he did in Africa with his half-brother, Malik. Malik Obama, he funneled $1 million from Chicago. Yeah, oh, you don't know about that. No, you don't know nothing. But you know Kim Kardashian has more husbands than kids. Yeah, oh, God, are we in trouble? Are we in trouble? Let me give you a nice tune to remind you that we still are Americans. I'm going to do this one. Oh, by the way, Penn State has a problem this morning. Last night there was a party in an apartment building, and one of the Penn State students took a header off the 9th floor balcony. And they think that drugs was involved. Oh, drugs were involved. I can't believe that. I'm in shock. Yeah, I can't believe there's gambling going on in Casablanca. Yeah, we'll look into it. Yeah,
So there's some father worked his ass off his entire life to put a little money aside so Junior could go to college. And what did Junior do? He crashed. He crashed on a sidewalk. Yeah. Better he never got out of high school. Here's a tune, When Americans Were in Love.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
down on the latest headlines. Top Libyan intelligence official abducted. Well, you know who did that, don't you? That's Hillary Clinton. She's kidnapping all the witnesses. Second headline, veteran character actor Al Ruscio dies at 89. God bless him. May he live to entertain once again. And I was thinking about great actors that, you know, get very little recognition. Do you remember the movie A Pritzi's Honor? Do you remember Angelica Houston played the daughter of one of the mafia chieftains, and she goes to see her grandfather, and he's a old, a decrepit guy. He's shaking. He's sitting in a chair. He's having a little tea. And they're sitting outside in the front of the house, and she goes, Grandpa, this woman is a hitter. This woman is a hitter. She did the hit on so-and-so. He goes, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What should I do? Says, Father, Grandfather, she's a hitter. She's got to go. You're just like your grandfather. We forget nothing. Yeah, it was very good, man. It was a very good role. It cracked me up. Let's see here. Kobe returns to practice for the first time since Achilles' injury. Okay, so he's going to go back to Troy. Court to hear arguments in granting Blagojevich a new trial. Yeah, he's going to walk. It's time. The Democrats got to spring him, or else he's going to spill the beans. Governors set their sights on early 2016 states. Babies fight for life in makeshift hospital after typhoon. Babies, you know, we don't do enough for babies today. 4,700 will die today. even though it's Sunday, I'm sure that the chop shops are open. They're working overtime. Joan Jett kicked off Thanksgiving parade float because she's a vegetarian. Yeah, that's the Macy's Red Star people. Believe. No more Merry Christmas. Believe, comrade. Yeah. And go to the New York gummy store. Get your Red Star. Yeah. Renisha McBride's family. We just want justice. This one I don't know what the story is here. Dalai Lama AIDS slam plans for Buddhist temple. Tibetans got a raw deal from the Chinese, and they continue to get one. The only friend they got is Richard Gere, but he doesn't speak for them too much more because he doesn't get any attention. Yeah, he doesn't demonstrate. Assad gains ground in Syrian civil war, yeah, with Russian help, and with the help of John McCain and Dirty Linseed Graham, who were working for Obama. They were sent to Syria under orders from Obama. And here we go. We got a kill list. The 10 companies paying Americans the least. So let's see who those 10 companies are. The 10 companies paying Americans the least. 24/7 Wall Street. And they got a picture of Walmart. Okay. Meanwhile, let's see what it says. This summer, thousands of fast food workers in the United States went on strike because demanding their wages be increased to $15 an hour and the ability to unionize. To no one's surprise, they didn't get it. As of 2012, an estimated 4.7% of hourly workers are paid at or below the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. According to several groups, low and minimum wage workers are growing faster than any other group of earners. Oh, I believe that. Meanwhile, the profits at many of the corporations that employ the most minimum wage workers has risen. McDonald's, Walmart, and Target. Target's a French company. And check me out on this. Google it and see if I'm right about this. A Target would not allow the Salvation Army to have their kettles in their parking lot. So if that's true, then Target should become a Target. Today, because nobody ever served this country more than the Salvation Army, and nobody serves the world more than the Salvation Army. Do you know how much the head of Red Cross earns as an annual salary? You ready? $850,000. Do you know how much the Salvation Army ahead earns as a salary? $24,000. While these companies' profits have grown in recent years, the Salvation Army during World War II, you ask any veteran, ask any GI, who treated them the best, they will tell you. The Red Cross charged them for coffee and donuts, and the Salvation Army gave it for nothing. And I remember a vet telling me when he complained about it, the Red Cross worker said, you don't need the money where you're going. Wall Street identified the 10 companies that employ the most low and minimum wage workers. Retailers such as Walmart and Sears pay poorly. Restaurant chains like McDonald's and Yum! Brands and grocery stores such as Kroger. These industries are customer-facing and rely on a fleet of low- and minimum-wage workers to take orders, stock clothing and goods, and wait tables. The service sector across the board, the retail and restaurant industries, they are the core of the low-wage labor market. To reinforce the argument, I thought I saw a picture of Starbucks. I always heard Starbucks pays best. I don't know if we can see anything about Starbucks here. Well, 10 companies paying the least, and they got a Starbucks. They got a picture of Starbucks. Number 10 is Starbucks. And you know what? When they first came on the scene, they were touted as being the most generous. So number 10 is a Starbucks. Number 9 is TJX Companies. Number 8 is Macy's, the Red Star, the gummy store. Macy's, Macy's. You know who built Macy's? Christians. Christians shopped at Macy's more than anybody else. And they won't even wish them a Merry Christmas, the people that built that company. Instead, you got this BS word, believe. Believe in communism and the Red Star of Macy's. Number 8 is Macy's in the lousy payer list. Olive Garden is 7. Sears, and Olive Garden, they wouldn't have an American flag. Remember that? They didn't want an American flag in there? Sears. I'm disappointed in Sears because Sears used to be for the people. And Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Oh, man. Is that unreal or what? They're number 5 that pay people the least. Let's see who's number 4. Kroger is number 4. I don't know much about Kroger. McDonald's is number 2. McDonald's and Walmart is number 1. Do you know that every 4 days, the largest container ship in the world arrives in California and unloads all Chinese goods for Walmart, and it goes back empty? So, you know what we got to do? We got to start to take control of our country. We got to get our industry back. We got to do all the right things, and we can do it. We can do all the right things. You want 60,000 people at work tomorrow? One little stroke of the pen, one little bit of legislation, all gasoline stations have to have a certified pumper. No longer can you fill your own. That's number 1. So that's 60,000 people at work tomorrow. You have a job tomorrow morning. And girls, do you want to pump gas? Huh? You're out there in your fur coat and you're pumping gas and getting the fumes all over your new coat, your freshly killed mink. Oh, I'm against that. I'm against killing minks. But ermine's a different story. Yeah. Okay. So having said that, we'll break for a tune. I'll gather my thoughts. And I'm going to give you an Elvis love song because America needs love. There's not enough love left in America. 50% divorce rate. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie, and when they legalize it throughout the land, it'll be 2 out of 5 Americans. And the guy that took the header at Penn State, you know, he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing. But soon it'll be legal, so they'll be able to say that they'll have sore insurance. Yeah, sore from the beating or sore in the air. Elvis can't help falling in love with us.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't river flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for I can't help falling in love with you.
How can a Catholic hospital, where every life is precious, and that we believe that every child, as soon as the sperm penetrates the egg, that's jackpot, that's three liberties straight across, three liberty bells straight across. That's it, man. The soul is there. Baby is on board. How can they be forced to kill kids under what is called a health care plan? What is so healthy about murdering a child? Well, he's really not a child. She's really not a child. You know? What is he, a turnip? He's there, babes. He's there in every way, shape, and form. She is there in every way, shape, and form. And you're going to tear them apart? And you're going to tell me I have to do it? I remember a girl calling in to a talk show host. It was two, was it? You know, like two magpies, Eggle and Jekyll, and they were giving advice to people. And the issue was conscience. And this girl says, "I work at the CVS, and when people come and ask for birth control pills, I can't, in good conscience, sell them to them." And the talk show host said, "Honey, when you took the job, you got to do it. You took the job, and that's the rules of the job. You got to give out those birth control pills." And she says, "I can't. It's against my conscience. I just can't do it." Says, "Well, then you should quit the job, honey, and leave." I called her up. I said, "Hey, look, you know what you do? When they come to the counter and they tell you, you got to give them birth control pills out, when the customer asks for it, go sick and throw up." Yeah, unbelievable. So, where were we? We were talking about Washington State has just elected its first socialist to the House. Yep. Well, they're very close to Canada, and you know they're partying like hell in Toronto. How's that? The guy's doing crack. We got a white version of Marion Barry up there, roly-poly man. Yeah, oh yeah, he's going to check himself. That's the next thing. He'll check himself into rehab and he'll get a promotion. Yeah. You know what the success rate for drug addicts is in rehab? It sucks. It is ridiculous. It's terrible. The only way you can beat drugs is never do the first one. You'll be jam tight and jelly free your entire life. You'll be smelling fresh air your entire life. You will be happier than a pig in the Democrat Party. Yeah, unbelievable. So let's see what else we can do here. Well, you know, Christmas is upon us. And we'll do a tune. I'll Be Home for Christmas. This is for all you GIs out there. God help you. God bless you. This president is going to get a lot of you killed. He has no plans for the evacuation of Afghanistan. It's going to be another Mogadishu mile. He can't even plan to ensure people. How is he going to protect them?
I'll be home for Christmas. You can come on me. the tree. Christmas Eve will find where the Lord light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dream.
Give a nice gift for Christmas, give something spiritual. Nobody else is. You'll be the only one. Yeah. Reach out and touch somebody. I was down in Atlantic City, and we went to Carmine's restaurant, Italian restaurant. They overfeed you. And there was a whole row of tables that were empty, and all of a sudden they all filled up. Guys and girls, and I looked, and they were all short hairs. You know what short hairs are, you know? And I said, that's got to be military. And they were all having a good time. And if I had the money, I would have picked up the tab. I would have just went over and said, I noticed a lot of short hairs. Anybody here in the military? Yeah, we all are. Yeah. It's that less than 1% that defends 300 million Americans whose lives depend upon them. You have no idea. You have no idea how safe your house would be if there were no cops. You have no idea. You have no idea how safe your country would be if there was no military. You just got to watch the early pictures of the Goths and the Ostrogoths and Huns to see what happens when you can't protect yourself anymore. Join a caravan. And when they ask you how many men you have, And is that your woman? She's very beautiful. Yeah, you know what happens, man. You know what happens. Okay, so I was watching TV last night. I'm looking for something decent, and here's Brad Pitt. I said, oh, this might be good. Brad Pitt's a good actor. And he starts talking about Thomas Jefferson wasn't on the level and that he liked the black women. I said, man, you know, give me a break. And then I flash back to the 45 rules of the Communist Party. And one of the 45 rules is to take over the media. And another one is to take over an entire party, which they already have. That's the Democrats, which now the Republicans are the Democrats, and the Democrats are now the Communists. You don't believe that? Well, every day you're going to learn a lesson. Because I have a crystal ball. I have two crystal balls. Anyway, so I said, I can't stand to watch this. I can't stand to watch this. And then I flashed back to the 45 rules of the Communist Party. And I said, you know, the Russians didn't even have to brainwash us. All they had to do was take over Hollywood. The Communists took over Hollywood, and we're all being brainwashed. You think about it. Every movie has an anti-American message. You think about that. So then I went upstairs. I turned on the TV upstairs, and I'm watching a foreign film. It's a French film, and it has to do with the rounding up of Jewish children in France being put on a train. Just the children, no parents. Little kids being put on a train to go to Auschwitz. Thousands of them. And as these German soldiers are passing the little kids who can't get up on the train by themselves, passing them into the car, I'm saying to myself, how can that effing guy do that? How can he do that? Some of those kids are so beautiful. And then I look at my own country. We're killing 4,700 a day. What's the difference between us and the guys that were throwing the ones on the cab and the cars, on the cattle cars? And they packed them in just like they packed the adults in. We're in trouble. And one day we're going to have a Nuremberg trial before the Big Banger. And my only plea is going to be I tried to stop it, but I didn't try hard enough. But there are people who lie and say they are nothing, they mean nothing, they're just little pieces of tissue. Yeah, you ever see those little pieces of tissue grow with beautiful hair? I seen a picture of an aborted girl, and she was perfect. Her body was perfect, and she had about 2 inches of black hair. And I entitled her Linda Mujer. Beautiful lady, because she'll never be a beautiful lady. Someone has executed her. And someone told somebody to kill her. And someone told somebody, we don't want her. And someone told somebody, we can't afford her. Is that what we do? And we call ourselves civilized? We will never make it to Jerusalem.
are things that insurance companies do that are not right. Dropping people with pre-existing conditions, okay, that's one of them. In my early years, we experienced an insurance company ripoff. We went with John Hancock, which we thought was the best company and had the best policy. And my wife had the Placenta Previa, and the baby was born with the same thing that the Kennedy kid died from. I forget what it's called, but it has to do with breathing in the diaphragm. And the baby was sent to a different hospital away from her mother. And I remember going and visiting the baby on New Year's Day. The baby was born on December the 29th. And on New Year's Day, or the day after New Year's, I visited the baby in another hospital, and she was in the preemie ward. And there was one nurse on duty, and her eyes were still sparkling from champagne, and it had me worried. But the biggest shock we got was a $6,000 hospital bill, because all they paid for was a delivery. John Hancock only paid for a delivery. And, you know, like maybe $250. And we got the hospital bill for the baby and my wife, and it was $6,000, which today would be about $30,000, and we had to pay it. So I'm well aware of the shortcomings of insurance companies. But we could have resolved all of that through negotiations with the people who know how to make money in insurance, as opposed to turning everything over to the people who know how to take money for insurance. And we allowed a government to gain 1/6 of the entire economy of the United States. Who else can buy slaves better than a government? So, in a way, I'm glad that this glitch, President Glitch, has run into an obstacle. And it would be better if we scrapped everything and started over again, and in negotiations with insurance companies. Because the goal of President Glitch is to eliminate the insurance companies. And the goal of the insurance companies is survival of the fittest. So neither of that will benefit the American people. So it's time to start over. And instead of listening to Ping Pong Gal, that's what she called it. She said when she announced, sign the bill now and then we'll find out what's in it. She said she ping-ponged it in the Senate. Yeah, that's what we are, a bunch of American ping pong balls. It's really terrible. It really is. Okay, you wanna hear a tune about selfish women?
She is all they claim, with her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, Senorita stare and Caballero sigh. And I've seen toasts to tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Playing games, look for the anti-American message in every media release. Look for the takedown message, takedown America message. There's one there. Rest assured, there's one there. And the media can't be trusted. And also, you just got to ask yourself when you hear something, read a release about something, where is the anti-American message? And I think you're going to, in some cases, you're going to say I'm crazy. But in other cases, you're going to go, you know, there is something to be said about what he's saying. And never forget that the ones who move up the ladder in Hollywood and in the media are the ones who denigrate their country. They get the first promotions. Denigrate their God and their country. So having said that, what should we do? Did I want to say, oh, yes, I wanted to talk about Bob Grant is going to be on the air at 12 noon for the first time. We don't know what happened to Bob. We thought maybe there was a purge because WABC is has moved Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity out. They're going to be over on, I think, WOR. And Mike Savage has been given Sean Hannity's time 3 to 6, and he thinks he's going to kill Sean Hannity. Yeah, he's going to do it. You know. This guy complains about waiters. Did you ever hear Sean Hannity complain about a waiter? Yeah, there was lipstick on my glass, those busboys. No tip. Tip is to ensure promptness. No tip. No tip from Sausage Nation. Yeah. And this is the only self-made man in America. Yeah. Unbelievable. It, as a matter of fact, his theme song should be, aye, 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 aye. Yeah, because all he talks about is himself. I was this. I was that. I was this. I was that. Give me a break, man. How about you do something for your fellow man? He does do some good deeds, I have to say. He does do some good deeds. So now we're going to talk about love of your country and how it can hurt you. Yeah, especially if you go and you serve and you give up a piece of your body, and then you come home and everybody's having one hell of a time. They have no idea what you did or what you went through. Yeah, everything here is, well, the Kardashians
and dancing with the stars. Yeah, and we have to legalize weed throughout the land. That's our crusade. Yeah, we don't have enough drug addicts. We need more. And all of those rehab units that are going up that are going to outnumber churches, they're all on your health care plan, buddy. Well, I'm not paying for it. I'm 25. I'm living with my parents. Yeah, I know. Just to think that your father was working at 16, working at 12. Yeah. Oh, well, maybe we all got a twist again. Camp Pendleton and in an explosion that was caused by an accident. That got more press than the 2,000 Americans that we have lost in Afghanistan. And you know why? Because the 2,000 that were lost were under Obama and Chuck Hagel. Yes. And we've got 200 combat officers that have been removed from positions of serving their country. Now, why would a president who can't find one F-up in the insurance plan to fire, or in the IRS to fire, why would he fire 200 combat experienced officers? What is that all about? Are they taking over? Do we lose our country? What is it? What is it? I don't know. But I do know that they, when Bush was in office, every time an American died, it was in your face at supper time, in your face for breakfast, in your face for lunch, and it was seven microphones in the face of the mother who just got her son back in a box. How do you feel now that you lost your son under George Bush? But 2,000 dead Americans, including the Navy SEAL team that was wiped out in a bad mission, a sloppy mission, okay, to be kind, okay. Nothing was ever said of it. They were out of the press in 24 hours. And then you've got the Benghazi murders by the American government of four Americans who could have been rescued. At least two could have been saved. And still, there is one allegedly who survived the rooftop attack, laid up there for 20 hours, and he has been held incognito. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. I'm going to look for a tune to close out with. I think I got one. This will be for all the guys that are coming home that won't be thanked for their service, will have a tough time getting a job, and nobody understands what they went through. You know who does? Your Lord and Savior does. And you got to check in with him, and you got to stay close to him, because he'll stay close to you like nobody else will.